KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The government says it's assisting 11 South Africans affected by the disastrous earthquake in Myanmar. A massive emergency appeal has been launched with authorities there confirming this morning that the death toll has now surpassed 3,000. The 7.7 magnitude quake struck the Asian country and its neighbors on Friday, leaving homes and buildings in ruins. Our international relations spokesperson, Crispin Peary, says they've reached out to representatives abroad.
The government of the Republic of South Africa expresses its deepest condolences to the people of Thailand and Myanmar following the devastating earthquake that has resulted in a significant loss of life and extensive damage to property. The South African Embassy in Bangkok is aware of 11 South Africans who are affected by the earthquake and is rendering consular assistance to them.
Myanmar's ruling military has declared a temporary ceasefire against armed rebels and the country's civil war. It says the 20-day truce will allow relief efforts following the quake. Our KZN detectives say a suspected kingpin linked to a series of cash-in-transit heists in the country was among the gunmen killed in a shootout in Durban yesterday. Five suspects were shot in the exchange of gunfire with police near Chesterville. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nichwender says they received a tip-off about another planned robbery.
Police visibility in the area disturbed the suspect's mission and intelligence located them in Ridgeview. Police identified the suspect's vehicle, and as they approached it, the suspects opened fire towards the police and a shootout ensued. Four firearms were found in the possession of the suspects.
He says officers were on the scene until late last night.
The suspects were from Gauteng province. The suspects were wanted for a string of cash-in-transit robberies in KwaZulu-Natal, including the one which happened this past Monday in KwaMashu, and one of them is believed to be a kingpin. The operation continues in search of other suspects.
And the world's reacting to Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, with the EU calling the move a major blow. There are fears of job cuts and a hit to economic growth, especially in the car industry, where a blanket 25% levy was also imposed on imports into America. The UK has been hit with 10% on imports. The European Union faces double that. China has vowed countermeasures to safeguard its own rights and interests. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has given his reaction.
These tariffs are not unexpected. But let me be clear, they are totally unwarranted. The administration's tariffs have no basis in logic. This is not the act of a friend.
Now, all countries will be hit with a 10% tax on their imports to the US from Saturday, with higher levies imposed on nations the US says charges it more to send goods to. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports news, Justin Royal AM expelled from the PSL. They have voted.
Are you joking?
They have voted. Oh. Royal AM is gone from the PSL. Liverpool are just 4 wins away from winning the Premier League, and the 100-bet Dolphins looking for a place in the final when they face the Warriors in the 4-day cup.